Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com.
All right, you know how we're always talking about the butter debate, whether you should leave the butter out or put it in the refrigerator?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're always talking about that. Well, I guess Land O'Lakes has come up with they had some experts, of course, because they are a butter company, came up with what you really should do about this whole thing. They say butter is safe. You can consume it at room temperature, but leaving it out can cause it to spoil and lose flavor. And they recommend following the keep refrigerated directions on the label, which I've never even looked at. But they say it's fine if you want to leave it out for an hour, like before baking, to soften it up or whatever, or for spreading. But they say 4 hours is the limit out.
Oh my gosh, I leave mine out for weeks.
I leave it out for weeks.
It says
it will not make you sick. It will just last longer in the refrigerator. Well, of course it will. But what does that mean? Mine is out till the stick is gone.
It doesn't mold on you?
No, butter dish.
Butter dish. You put the top on the, you know, but I guess sometimes in the summer I don't like to leave it out because it does, you know, kind of melt.
It has like that weird film on the outside.
Yeah. So in the summer I'll probably put it in the refrigerator for a while, but man, I leave it out all the time. But
yeah, there's nothing worse than trying to put cold butter on like a piece of toast.
I know. It's terrible. Or if you want to, you know, bake and it says, you know, use softened butter. Okay. I got to soften it. So anyway, I don't think they really solved this debate. I mean, I'm still going to keep mine out because I know I'm not going to die. But it's still, you know, if it starts to look nasty, I'll put it in the refrigerator.
Right. What do you have, Kevin?
So much movie news and showbiz news about new movies coming out, new shows, including this movie, which is set to be released in August. It stars Dominic Sessa. He was in the Holdovers. You guys remember the Holdovers from a couple years ago, the Christmas movie? And he is portraying Anthony Bourdain. It's a full-blown feature film, and Sessa portrays a 19-year-old Bourdain. This was before his famous days, and talks about his early life and becoming a chef and a writer and working in restaurants, working at a restaurant on Cape Cod, but it's another movie about Anthony Bourdain.
I saw the picture of that actor up against the picture of Anthony Bourdain. Obviously, huge age difference, but there's some similarity, and that's a tough character to be able to pull off because we all know him and love him. You know?
I still am such a huge Bourdain fan. I go back and watch some of his shows all the time, so I can't wait to see how this one turns out.
And, you know, the food critic that we have on from time to time, Louisa Chu, worked with Anthony Bourdain, I think, worked alongside of him. When that time comes, we'll have to get her on.
Yeah, Go ahead.
No,
go ahead, Laura.
We got time.
He was just such a cool, like, he made food, like, so much of food programming was so kind of cheesy for so long. And then he came along and he made it all cool, you know? He brought an edge to the food scene. It was so much different.
A poster of one of his quotes in my pantry, you know.
Which one you got?
It's that one about just eat it all, live it all, drink it all. Yeah. You know? Yeah. I thought, well, the pantry is a perfect place for that. What do you have, Lauren?
So we see all kinds of people do crazy stunts, and usually it's for, you know, a good cause, you know, bring awareness to things like this. I have officially come across the most insane feat someone did to raise awareness for prostate cancer. It is a strong man. He's 50 years old. John, at the end of April, hauled a 2-ton French police car 131 feet along a residential street using his manhood.
No.
While on fire.
What?
Yes. He managed to tie a tow rope to his, you know, and he was able to pull the car 131 feet.
Which part of his manhood was it tied to, Lauren?
You know.
Must have been some serious sling that was holding it and pulling it.
It looks weird.
You got the picture.
Yes, it looks very weird. He did admit.
It is a muscle, right?
He did admit it hurt quite a bit, but everything is still intact. Apparently, he has actually pulled a car with the other part of his man part before.
Wow.
Is this guy married?
Married with three kids.
Wow. Did he ask his wife before he did this?
I have no idea. It sounds like she knows what she got herself into. Yeah, so this happened in England. Definitely got awareness for me. So,
I just pulled it up. It's in the New York Post, and I'm looking.
Oh, come on. There's a picture of it?
I mean, it's the back side of him. I want to see the front side.
Scroll down. You could see. Scroll down. You could see his face, and then you could see how he kind of.
He's using a sock, much like feet.
Oh, come on.
So,
is this a Guinness thing, or is this?
Well, I can't imagine anyone else having done this before.
Did he get paid?
I don't think so.
Again, he's also the world record holder for reeling off 300 punches in 30 seconds, all while holding 2-pound dumbbells in each hand.
Jeez. Yeah, he's quite the character. But yeah, so I don't know who's going to top that, but.
I love that Lauren gets the stories that we look forward to on Soundcheck. That's awesome. All right, the news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.